On this third Sunday of Easter, we continue to live into the risen life of Christ, the new life we have in Christ. We do this in the midst of the old ways of the world. What are some of those old ways? Violent action in response to violent action, be it on a personal level or an international one, is often the default mode of behavior. There can be reasons, good reasons, many think, to use force. And I'm not sure what the answer is, but perhaps the new life we have in Christ calls us to witness to another way. A way of peace that doesn't ignore or excuse, but has peace at its core. Caring so much about the Syrian people, we might welcome more refugees to this nation as one way to help. Friday night, I heard loud bangs, explosions a mile or so away from my house. I got up to look. Oh, right, baseball season has started. Fireworks at the Diamond, joyful sounds and sights. I heard those sounds and I saw, even from where I live, I could see partially the sky light up. And I thought about the people, the children, enjoying this display in Richmond, and rightly so. I thought about other people, the children in Syria and in many other places who hear explosions and see lights so many days of their lives and are terrified, and rightly so. What a contrast. So many problems in our world, in our nation, in our city. What are we called to do? Who are we called to be? How are we called to witness to the risen life, the new life that we do have in Jesus, the Christ? Let's go back to those first days after the tomb was found to be empty. Jesus, the risen Christ, he begins to appear to his friends. Our deacon Joe preached last Sunday, saying that the risen Christ finds us in those locked rooms where we hide when we are afraid, and enters the room, the place of our fear and confusion, and says, "Peace be with you." These appearances are detailed, described in details that ring true. They would have been afraid and confused, for the world around them didn't seem to have changed. It was still very violent and unforgiving. They still worked so hard and got so little. All their hope had died on the cross, or so they thought. Hiding in rooms or getting out of town. Remember the two on the road to Damascus getting out of town? The risen Christ comes and walks with them. They do not recognize him until he talks with them about the scriptures and breaks bread with them. That happens right before we get to our gospel reading that we just heard. After experiencing Jesus on the road to Emmaus, those two have the courage to return to Jerusalem, and they find the others, the 11 and their companions, and they share with them what they experience as they hear that that group too had seen Jesus. And just as they're talking to each other, there he is again. He appears again and says again, "Peace be with you." Even though they had seen him already, still we hear they are terrified. And Jesus has them touch him, and he eats a piece of fish with them so that they can see he's not a ghost. It takes a lot of experience with the risen Christ, or at least one or two very intense experiences, to be able to move on, to move back into the world, and to live the risen life, the new life that we share in Christ. We hear that Jesus opened their minds and told them that they were witnesses of all that God had done to reach them. You are witnesses of these things, he tells them. How is Jesus, God, the Spirit, opening your mind? To what wonder, to what grace, to what challenge are you a witness for God? How can we be witnesses for God, and what might that mean? Often I think of what we do as a community and what I may be doing or what I'm hoping to do as doing something beautiful for God. When violence is the answer to violence, what can we do to witness to peace and compassion in our world? Sometimes the answer is not, for me anyway, to solve a global problem directly. That would be great. But to do something beautiful for God, near it, around it, in response to it. Thereby, we are witnesses to the new creation, the new life that we share in Christ. The New York Times ran an article this past week about Tracy K. Smith, America's poet laureate. She offers her great gift of poetry to help address different topics, specifically right now, the legacy of slavery in our nation. She goes to many places, out of the way places where poets generally don't go to read. The author of the article writes that to Smith, poetry is a shortcut to honest conversation, a way of getting past small talk, to probe the spots where our culture is most sore. Doing something beautiful in response to something so ugly. There's power in that. And we as Christians, we say it's the power of God to make all things new. In doing that, something beautiful, something new is coming into being. Next Sunday at 2 p.m. here at Holy Comforter, I'm delighted that Capitol Opera Richmond will perform selections from Strike the Rock, Amber, and Monty and Pinky. Those are two one-act operas about the wounds of war and racism. This is a musical production by our very own Richard Rose, a local composer. Doing something beautiful in response to something so ugly helps us to see God's new creation. To what wonder, to what grace, to what challenge are you called to witness for God? Showing up for, participating in something beautiful that someone else has done is also a way to be a witness. Be that a poetry reading, a chorus performing, an opera, or even a church service. Every church service we do is doing something beautiful for God, all of us together, in the midst of whatever is going on, no matter what's going on. We do this and we witness to the new creation coming into being. We can be so easily overwhelmed by our global problems, by our nation's problems, by our city's problems. Even the regular tasks of our lives can stress us. If you think of what you're doing, say this week, as doing something beautiful for God, that can take away stress about other people's or even your own expectations. Worried or concerned about leading something, presenting something, do something beautiful for God. Just think of it that way, and I believe that you will take in a deep breath, right? And feel yourself relax. And always remember, God did something beautiful for the world when God created you. God did something beautiful for the world in Jesus, the Christ. So hard to believe. Jesus himself, the risen Christ, he had to stand among them, and they had to see him and touch him for themselves. The more we open ourselves to God, to see what God has done already in our lives and among us, and to see what God is doing now, when we're open and we see and we touch it, we are able to be witnesses of these things. And so we pray, risen Christ, open our minds and our hearts to your grace and truth, that we may walk in newness of life. Strengthen us as witnesses to your love, that we may walk in newness of life. Amen.